Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 7th, 2019. 70 years ago today, the German Democratic Republic, or GDR, was founded. Its 40-year existence ended with the German reunification on October 3rd of 1990. An incident occurred late Friday afternoon at the Neue Synagoge on Oranienburger Straße. Police reported that officers overpowered a 23-year-old man who crossed the barrier in front of the synagogue and is said to have run with a knife towards security guards there. According to information, he muttered something in Arabic. When two guards pulled their service weapons, the man stopped but did not put his knife away. Support personnel then had to overwhelm the 23-year-old with tear gas, so he dropped the knife and was later arrested. Per reporting, in an interview and during a search of his apartment, the man's motive could not be clarified. Since a political motive could not be ruled out, however, computers and documents were confiscated. The man was released from police custody on Saturday morning, and the investigation was taken over by the state security responsible for political crimes. The climate activist group Extinction Rebellion has built a so-called climate camp near the chancellor's office. The group started to hold workshops from Sunday and is expecting several thousand people. Extinction Rebellion wants to obstruct traffic junctions in the capital today, including Potsdamer Platz, stating, quote, "We recommend that drivers leave their cars at home." One of the demands of the movement is that the federal government declares a climate emergency and reduces CO2 emissions to zero by 2025. According to protest researcher Dieter Rucht, the Extinction Rebellion activist group in Germany has so far been a relatively small one. He told the German press agency that the group is a bit inflated, more appearance than reality, which can also be seen in, quote, full-bodied announcements about the number of members and the number of national federations. The figures quoted by the group, according to him, were, quote, not necessarily covered by reality. For example, only a small group of activists had come to the recent actions of the group in Berlin. Nevertheless, Extinction Rebellion has always made it into the media with its protest actions, which does speak for a certain professionalism. The Munich Pegida leader and convicted right-wing extremist Heinz Mayer and four of his companions came to Berlin last weekend to demonstrate at social hotspots such as Gorlitzer Park. On Friday morning, police forces had cordoned off the northwestern part of the park to allow a rally from Mayer, which was directed against drug trafficking and Islam. He had set up banners, video screens, and loudspeakers. In the course of the day, several hundred people came together to demonstrate against the Pegida action beyond the barriers. They had to stay about 100 meters away from Mayer and his four companions, who were joined by nobody else. According to a police spokesperson, the rally and the protests were, quote, trouble-free. Around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday, the five Pegida members had cleared up and left towards their next destination at Schleidenplatz, close to Rigaerstrasse. Mayer erected posters where he accused the Antifa movement of recruiting its members from, quote, neo-fascists. He also called for the, quote, gentrification of ideologically or multiculturally occupied spaces. The registered rally was closed off by police, and around 200 counter-demonstrators gathered at the barriers. Mayer's action was seen as a provocation by the counter-demonstrators, and a police task force of 280 people had to intervene after bottles had been thrown and individuals tried to climb over the barriers separating the two groups. Three demonstrators were temporarily arrested. Dozens of young people rioted in the overnight hours between October 2nd and 3rd in the Ringbahn between Südkreuz and Westkreuz. A group of about 100 people tore out ceiling paneling and a holding bar in the S41 train at about midnight, according to the federal police on Friday. The officials recorded the personal data of 59 people aged between 17 and 19 years. The federal police are investigating for a breach of the peace and damage to property, and are now looking for witnesses. If you can provide information on this incident and the perpetrators, please contact the federal police. You can find the contact information link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.